At a recent virtual global summit, more than 1,000 participants from around the world highlighted the need for targeted investments in pro-equity programs to combat the devastating social and economic effects of COVID-19. Speaking at the two-day event, leaders from several African countries, including Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, Kenya, and Malawi, gave details about the devastation of the pandemic on the health of women, children, and adolescents. Awa Marie Kolsek is Minister of State to the President of Senegal.
Data collection on issues facing women and girls are irregular, but also the knowledge gap exists for new and emerging issues. Several countries like Rwanda or Senegal have made progress in this direction. Government and their partners need to make sure that the more vulnerable are effectively reached.
Globally, 350,000 women die each year in pregnancy or childbirth, according to the World Health Organization. The United Nations Population Fund says that in 2020, 12 million women experienced disruptions in family planning services due to the pandemic, with more than 1 million unintended pregnancies across 115 low- and middle-income countries. South Africa's Health Minister, Zweli Lawrence Mkhize, said that COVID-19 has devastated economies and affected social and community life, adding that women, children and adolescents have been significantly affected. The He Summit, dubbed Lives in the Balance, was organized by several partners, including the Vaccine Alliance, known as Gavi, and the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health. It's a coalition of more than 1,000 organizations committed to protecting and advocating for the health, well-being and the rights of women, children and adolescents. Helen Clark is the board chair of the partnership and former Prime Minister of New Zealand.
To date, only 2% of the total number of vaccinations actually administered have been administered in Africa. And this geographic inequity puts at particular risk populations in the world's low and middle income countries where the greatest number of maternal, child and adolescent deaths occur. This very simple truth is this: none of us will be safe from COVID until we are all safe.
She called on the global community to diversify the production and distribution of vaccines, calling it urgent, so that communities around the world can have access to more vaccines. Last year, the partnership issued a 7-point call to action in response to the devastating effects of COVID-19 on the health and well-being of women, children, and adolescents. Some say the pandemic has brought about massive shocks to already struggling health systems globally. Kenya, Nigeria, and Liberia are among the countries that have made commitments to protect this vulnerable group. Dr. Mercy Onsando is Chief Executive Officer of Health NGOs Network in Kenya.
Kenya, as always, front runners, we were not left behind, but we signed this commitment to improve and increase investment in the health system and social protection policies for women, children and adolescents as the world rebuilds from the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. We are very grateful that the government of Kenya did sign to these commitments. And not only did the government sign, but also committed funding.
The participants, including representatives from the civil society, the UN, academia, the private and public sectors, discussed solutions to mitigate the impacts of the pandemic. Wendy Moulton, a minister at the UK's Foreign Office, gave more details.
Sadly, if not unpredictably, the impact of COVID-19 on women, adolescents and children has been disproportionate and it has been profound. We also know that no country has been spared, so the only rational way forward is a a way we find together. As global leaders, we have to advocate in the strongest possible terms for gender equality and for the needs of women and children to be at the heart of our efforts to rebuild.
Experts say the pandemic has disrupted the provision of life-saving services in the healthcare system, contributing to the erosion of sexual and reproductive health and rights of women and adolescents, and further exposing and exacerbating ethnic and gender inequalities everywhere. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.